talk about this in a little more detail with somebody that I'm sure knows a lot more about this plan than yours truly, the CBIA Assistant Counsel, Michelle Rakebrand. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. How about yourself?
Very good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Not bad for a Monday morning, huh?
That's right.
So tell me about this this plan a little bit that the state comptroller Kevin Limbo is trying to push through.
Sure. So it's much like you mentioned, the comptroller really wants to open up the state employee plans predominantly to small businesses. They are pitching this as a small business bill. But here at CBIA, we just don't see it that way. We don't think it's going to be any more affordable for those small businesses who are really struggling to afford health care for their employees.
Yeah, I was going to say, I owned a small business for 30 years, selling my company in January, a little over a year ago, January of 2019. And I can tell you this, that 14 to 19% higher than the private sector, but you're right. Who can't afford this? Why? How can this be pro small business if it's that significantly higher?
Right. So we don't think that this is probably the best option for small businesses, especially considering that there are other state-run programs on the market that are available to small businesses. And honestly, those programs do not do very well. And so what ends up happening is when a government program doesn't have the funds to support itself, the taxpayers support it. And we're really worried that not only is this not going to save small businesses money, but if it becomes expensive, that, you know, the state taxpayers are just going to be financing something else.
Yeah. Why is State Comptroller Kevin Limbo, why is he really pushing this? He's got to know that there are better programs that are already in existence.
One of the reasons that he could be pushing it is the current plan has been running at a deficit for at least the past few years. The numbers from 2018 say the plan was at least at a $10 million deficit at the time.
Okay.
And so a lot of times what you have to do in health insurance to kind of steady out those markets is to get more people in the pool. So we're thinking that this might be a way to leverage his plans so that they're no longer, so that they start running solvent.
Are you talking like the Husky plan or some of the other ones?
So this is specifically the partnership plan.
Okay.
But there are plans on the exchange. They're known as SHOP plans that are available to small businesses that are also running they're not really making any money. And that's what we're also subsidizing as taxpayers.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point, Michelle. I can't understand why these plans that are not making money, why are they even still, how could they even be still in existence and being offered?
Well, that is something that we have a huge issue with in the bill, actually, because the bill would allow the comptroller's office to pass regulations. If these plans were regulated by the Department of Insurance, they wouldn't allow for this type of deficit.
So what do we see happening? Do we see this bill, does it really have legs? Do we think this bill is going to get sponsored? Does it have a public hearing?
Yeah, so the public hearing is this Thursday. The bill last year actually got an enormous amount of traction and then screeched to a halt about the last week of session when the health plans really said that this is going to hurt our business, this is going to impact our state's economy, and we are just in no position to do that right now. You know, we're still recovering from the recession, and hurting our biggest industry is not the way to go.
Yeah, it's sad. We're still recovering from the recession that the rest of the country seemed to have got out of, and now they're talking about there'll be another recession down the road. I mean,
right.
You know, which recession? All right, so it's good to see that the bill kind of screeched to a halt the last time. It scares me a little bit that it was catching a lot of traction, I guess, because that tells me that it could easily happen again. Do you foresee another immediate halt to this at some time during this legislative session, or do you think it's going to actually get voted on by the entire legislative body?
I see the bill definitely getting out of committee. That being said, the committee chairs have definitely pivoted away from insurance and really focused on prescription drug costs this session. So I don't think it is the priority for the committee that it was last year. But the advocates are certainly still pushing it very hard.
Well, here's the confusing part, Michelle, is that if it's a state-run plan where the average per person monthly cost is going to run 14 to 19% higher than comparable private sector plans. Who's going to support it? Who's going to want this? Who can afford it? Why even have it in existence?
I think the pitch is here that it is just an option. So, you know, if somebody's not interested, obviously they can just continue with their private insurance plan. But the thing is, if these plans, because they're not regulated by the Department of Insurance, if they drive down the premiums, because it doesn't matter if the program's running at a loss, they can certainly become very competitive with the private insurance market. And I think that's what we're worried about too. If this program can just continue to perpetually run at a deficit, then, I mean, what are we going to have left in the private market? Yeah. That's certainly an issue.
Yeah. The state-run plan for cities and towns, they lost over $10 million in 2018, paying out more in claims than it collected in premiums. So, right, taxpayers are on the hook for those losses and would be responsible for losses generated by expanding this state-run health care.
Sure. Yeah, that's a huge concern.
Yeah. Well, that negatively impacts job growth and economic development by what it does is targets one of the state's key industries, one that supports 48,000 jobs and contributes $15.5 billion annually to the state's economy. What's your opinion on the state? Should it be even in the health insurance business?
I mean, I think that obviously the comptroller does, you know, is charged with running the benefits available to state employees. I do think, though, that the insurance industry in this state has been very forward-thinking and done a very good job of trying to really balance high-level benefits with as lowering costs as much as they can. I think we also understand that the insurance companies operate under the purview of what the state legislature and the Department of Insurance allow. So as much as legislators get upset about the cost of health insurance, they drive a lot of those costs too. And I think that's lost in the conversation.
That's a great point. No, it really is, Michelle. That's a great point. All right. So there's a public hearing, this Thursday. What kind of attendance are we expecting? A lot of the small business community? First of all, are a lot of the small business community, these small business owners, are they even aware that this bill has a public hearing on this Thursday?
You know, this bill, it was posted just Friday, the agenda. I don't know how much traction it's going to get. I know the advocates have been sending out messaging to try and attract a large crowd. But we'll have to see. You know, this, again, has just not been a real priority for the committee. So I don't know how turnout's going to look at this point.
How about the CBIA? I know your stance on it, but will you guys be there and speak on this?
Yes, we will be testifying on Thursday.
Okay. Well, keep us posted on this. This is something, again, I talk about this all the time on pieces of legislation, that flies under the radar that doesn't really receive a lot of media attention or, you know, even a blip. If you work in the business community, it could be in the Hartford Business Journal, but the mainstream media will not pick up on these little bills that they don't think apply to most of the citizens of our state.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks, Gary.
You got it, Michelle.